Welcome to Mr. Predictor, another Ashes special, the second test underway this week at Adelaide. Al, Australia comprehensively outplayed England at Brisbane, winning by 381 runs, but there's been a little bit of a gap between the first and the second test. Which team do you think that will have helped most?
Well, speaking as an Englishman, obviously I hope that it's helped England a lot, but I fear that Australia have got a lot of confidence now from the first test, and they'll be going in as favourites.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Al, because the draw's actually favourite for the test match, 7-5. That suggests there has been a bit of storms around recently. England 8-5, Australia 13-5. It's very tight. England, of course, won superbly in Adelaide last time around, so... Match prediction?
Well, I've got to go for an Australia win, I think, JP.
So Australia to lead 2-0 going over to Perth. Well, I'm going to go for the draw. A little bit boring, maybe, but I've seen some weather forecasts. I've seen some pictures of some clouds and rain, and it's not looking too good. Now, England, we know they have to make changes because Jonathan Trott's gone home, and we wish him very well in his recovery. Gary Balance, the man to come in and replace him for you?
I would think that that would be something that the Australians certainly wouldn't be looking for. So, and they wouldn't have done any homework on him. So I think it would be a really good choice for England, Gary Balance, to come in as a replacement.
Got runs in the tour game, got runs against the Aussies for England Lions last year as well. Tim Bresson, he's now fit, played for the performance squad. Do you think they're going to throw him in as well?
I think it would be really good. He's a fighter, Tim Bresson, and that's something that I think England lacked in the first test match. So, yes, I would mix it up a bit.
Australia, they're surely going to try and go in with the same team, aren't they? A little bit of an injury niggle, perhaps, with Michael Clarke's ankle, but I actually think he'll get over that.
I think they'll go in with the same team. I think Mitchell Johnson's had a good record there as a bowler. So I think Australia are going to go in with their tails up and want to get at England as soon as possible.
If we look at the series odds now, these have completely gone the other way round, if you like. Australia now 50-31 on, England 5-2, and draw 4-1. Draw's gone out slightly.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, Australia had everything in the first test match. England had very little to take away from it. So, yeah, I mean, Australia should be favourites. And going into this test match, I know earlier I said that the... should win it. I think they've got a really good chance, unless England, of course, get amongst them with a couple of new faces coming into the side.
Before the series began, we both went with England's series wins. Are you changing your mind? Are you going to take advantage of some odds here?
Well, I think I went 3-0 to England, so obviously I'm out of the running with that one. But I think Australia are going to actually take the Ashes. I don't think England will come back from this one.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I'm going to go with England to come back and still win it 2-1, possibly 3-1, although that might be a little bit unlikely. So there we are. That's all we've got time for this Ashes special, Mr. Predictor. Until next time, thank you very much for watching, and bye-bye.